ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. How many of you have been enjoying the Faith series? How many of us have had, you know, a different flavor of our faith walk the moment we started? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, it's been an impactful one for me. Hallelujah. And I know that is a lot of people's testimony here. Welcome to church once again, and we welcome our online members to church. Praise God. I think Brother David Efusa has even... He has preached my sermon from his prayer point. Praise God. And all right. I want to appreciate the pastorate of this church for the privilege given to me to share God's word with us this evening. Sirs, Ama, I cherish and honor God's grace upon you in Jesus' name. Praise God. And you know, it's always a difficult thing for a student to be talking in front of his teachers. But I receive grace. Amen. 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 Praise God. All right, the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith. The God kind of faith. I'll read that passage Brother David read earlier. Mark 11:22. But I want it in the Passion Translation. Mark 11:22. Jesus replied, "Let the faith of God be in you." Please, someone, let us read it together, everybody. 1, 2, 3, go. Jesus replied, "Let the faith of God be in you." Let us read it in Message Translation. Let the faith of God be in you. Jesus was matter of fact. Embrace this God life. Really embrace it. Hallelujah. For those that are very good in mathematics. So, the faith of God can be equated to what? God's life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Other translation says, have the God kind of faith. Have the God kind of faith. You know, we jokingly say, for younger ones like me, we say, I want to enjoy the foreign kind of life. You got it. Thank you. Foreign kind of life. And we understand what it means, are we? We want to live the way they live abroad. Hallelujah. So that's what Jesus was telling them here. Have a faith. Have the faith like God has it. Embrace the God life. Hallelujah. For there to be a God kind of faith, it means that there are other types of faith. Yeah. There are other types of faith. And I think at the beginning, Pastor mentioned some of them. I just want to recap. I'll just mention three. There is the human faith. Human faith. And a lot of us have heard about humanism. you know, a philosophy that believes that human beings have the ability and responsibility to determine their own destiny. You know, they look up to people. The moment the pastor blesses them and says, "Ah, you will get that job today," they'll start thinking, "Ah, who do I know in NNPCO? Or who do I know in that government parastata?" Praise God. Human faith. There is the mental or sensual faith. Mental or sensual faith. That kind of faith, you know, a lot of people would experience God, they try to experience God through their senses. I feel. You know, when his fragrance is praying, he's singing, the moment they don't have good pimples, it's not spiritual, it's not working. There's no anointing in it. So that's mental or sensual faith. And there is the spiritual, which is also the God kind of faith. There is the spiritual, which is the God kind of faith. Let's read Habakkuk 2. Verse 4. Habakkuk 2, verse 4. Message translation. "Look at that man, bloated by self-importance, full of himself, but soul empty. But a person in right standing before God, true, loyal, and steady believing, is fully alive, really alive." Is fully alive, really alive. Let's do NKJV for some people that have not gotten it yet. Okay. "Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. By his faith. Yes. The first thing I would like to tell us today is that the God kind of faith is a way of life. It's a way of life. Because through this kind of faith, we really live. We live. That's where we embrace life in its fullness. Faith is a principle by which we live in the kingdom of God. It's the currency we spend in God's kingdom. Faith is the principle by which we live in God's kingdom. You know, the Habakkuk 2, verse 4 that we read earlier was reiterated in Romans 1, verse 16 to 17. It says, "It's news I'm most proud to proclaim, this extraordinary message of God's power plan to rescue everyone who trusts him, starting with Jews and then right on to everyone else. God's way of putting people right shows up in the acts of faith." Shows up what? In the acts of faith, confirming what Scripture has said all along. The person in right standing before God, by trusting him, really lives. Really lives. If you don't have the God kind of faith, you cannot enjoy life. And if you have the God kind of faith, then you can really live and not exist. Then you can enjoy life in abundance. And I'd like to tell us this evening that we have been called into this faith life. The God kind of faith life. We have been called into that faith life. Do you know why? Because Jesus bought us and brought us into that life. Hallelujah. You know, Minister Akin mentioned like two Wednesdays ago, he quoted Psalms 82 verse 6, when the psalmist said that ye are gods. Ye are gods. Psalm 82 verse 6. I said, "You are gods. And all of you are children of the Most High." Hallelujah. You know, when I was writing this, I said a lot of people will just smile. The best kind of life a son will want to live is the one that he has seen his father live. Especially if you have a good father like God. It can work both ways. It could be positive and negative. Yes, I understand. If a son sees his father lying, he will lie. Eventually. Have you? But if you see your father loving your mother, when you grow up, you will love your wife. So where am I going to? Jesus saw his father living the God kind of faith life. And he brought it to us. When he was on life, when he was here on earth, he lived the same kind of life as his father. Hallelujah. John 5, verse 19 in Amplified Classic says, "So Jesus answered them by saying, 'I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing of himself, of his own accord, but he is able to do only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way in his turn.'" Jesus saw his Father ordering things, speaking to things. And he came to the earth and he was ordering things the same way. And that same kind of life he has handed over to us. So the things that we heard and we've seen Jesus do, we are meant to do, even greater. I read John verse 10, 25 to 30, Message Translation. Jesus answered, "I told you, but you do not believe. Everything I have done has been authorized by my Father. Actions that speak louder than words. You don't believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me." This is where I'm going. "I give them real and eternal life." Someone say, "I have real and eternal life." I have real and eternal life. Because Jesus has given it to us. Hallelujah. Lord. The God kind of faith life is an eternal life. So for someone that will want to write some things down, the God kind of faith is a spiritual life. It is active. Active. Very, very active and tangible. It is bold and courageous. And it yields results every time. It yields results every time. Every single time. And I would quickly like to give us examples of those that lived the God kind of faith life. In Hebrews 11, you know, we had like a roll call of those people. Now, the God kind of faith life, first person was God. He used that faith to create the heavens and the earth. If you read Mark 11 from verse 22 to 24, the same thing Jesus was telling them there was what God did in Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 20, to 3. The same thing. The same thing. He said, "If you say," and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Praise God. Jesus used that same faith in performing a lot of miracles here on earth. Abraham used the faith to receive his promised child. Gideon used that God kind of faith. With 300 men, he conquered kingdoms. And you know, the funny part, this evening when I was just reading it, he conquered a kingdom with just trumpets and empty jars. Yes. Okay, someone wants to read it. Please, let's open to Judges chapter 7, verse 16. Judges chapter 7, verse 16. So it wasn't, the miracle wasn't just that he used 300 soldiers, 300 men. He said he divided the 300 men into three companies. He gave each man a trumpet and an empty jar with a torch in the jar. That was what he used. Empty jar. And there were 10,000 men, soldiers, on the other side. But with empty jars, as they broke those jars, those ones started fighting each other. Hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood. I'm sure a lot of you will remember Pastor Folake's message. Yes. Please go and listen to it over and over again. In Mark 5:25, she used the God kind of faith to receive a miracle. It was the God kind of faith that she used to get her miracles. Now, before I try to explain how to live by that God kind of faith life, how to live that God kind of faith life, I want to tell us the benefits of living the God kind of faith life. Praise God. Number one thing is that through the God kind of faith life, we lead a life pleasing to God. Our life is pleasing, will be pleasing to God. Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to Him. That's Amplified Classic. Without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to Him. So, by living the God kind of faith life, our life is pleasing to God. Number two thing, it transfers our inheritance in Christ Jesus to us. It transfers our inheritance through Christ, in Christ Jesus to us. Let us read Romans 4:13 in the Passion Translation. Yes. For the promise that he would... the Passion Translation, please. Thank you. God promised Abraham and his descendants that they would have an heir who would reign over the world. This royal promise was not fulfilled because Abraham kept all the law, but through the righteousness that was transferred by what? That was transferred by faith. For if keeping the law ends the inheritance, then faith is robbed of its power and the promise becomes useless. If we got our inheritance by our hearts, by fulfilling the law, then faith is useless. Faith is powerless. But the God kind of faith life helps us to lay hold on our inheritance. Everything that pertains to life and godly living, everything, we have access to them. Everything. Good health, victory, promotion, everything. Concerning our families, concerning our children, everything that we could ever desire is transferred to us by faith. I'd like to read Hebrews 11:32 to 35. And while I read, you can get some benefits yourself. And I'll still itemize some. The Passion Translation again. Yes. And what more could I say to convince you? For there is not enough time to tell you of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Through faith's power, they conquered kingdoms and established true justice. Their faith fastened onto their promises, they put them into reality. It was faith that shut the mouth of lions, put out the power of raging fire, and caused many to escape certain death by the sword. Although weak, their faith imparted power to make them strong. Faith sparked courage within them, and they became mighty warriors in battle, pulling armies from another realm into battle array. Faith-filled women saw their dead children raised in resurrection power. Faith-filled women saw their dead children raised in resurrection power. Yet it was faith that enabled others to endure great atrocities. They were stretched out on the wheel and tortured, and didn't deny their faith in order to be freed, because they longed for a more honorable and glorious resurrection. From that passage, I can boldly tell us that the God kind of faith life makes our offerings acceptable to God. It makes our sacrifices, it makes our worship acceptable to God. It opens our hearts to revelations. The God kind of faith life. It motivates us to obey God and the Holy Spirit. You know why all these benefits have been listed out very soon. We receive our miracles by living that God kind of faith life. It builds in us power, boldness, and courage. It confirms the working and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit in us. And it secures our protection. I think I was too fast. I'll state it again. It makes our offerings, our worship, our fellowship acceptable to God. It opens our hearts to revelations. By having faith in God, opens our hearts to revelations. Our faith in God also motivates us to obey God and the Holy Spirit. Our faith in God motivates us to obey God and the Holy Spirit. Through our faith in God also, we receive our miracles. It builds in us power, boldness, and courage. Because we can face anything. Nothing holds us back. It confirms the working and the fellowship that we have in the Holy Spirit. It confirms that we are walking and fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. And it secures our protection. Yes. So to the main crux of this evening. How do we then live daily this God kind of faith life? You know, I said the God kind of faith life is a way of life, because that's where we find our living. That's where we really live life. I'd like us to read Mark 11, verse 23 to 24. NKJV. Mark 11, 23 to 24. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will what? You will have them. Jesus was giving us a process. And I want to itemize that process to us. For you to really show that you have that God kind of faith life, first thing, you need to be very careful of what you see and what you hear. You know, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing. and hearing the word of God. We need to be very, very careful of what you see and hear. Luke 2:46 talked about Jesus, that Jesus sat among teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. So what are you hearing? What are you seeing? And most times whenever I talk about what you hear and what you see, I always have this, I had this experience when I first got to, in my year one in university. So I was in a tertiary institution before I went to my university. So, you know, from there, I just said, university would just be a walk, a stroll in the park, that I just want to have fun, no church, nothing. I want to go for partying, enjoy life. So that was how I entered my year one. And in my first semester, of course, the brilliant guy that came from a polytechnic, So when my result came, I said, Jesus. And in my first semester, my friend and colleagues, we used to say, first class is for those, is for geniuses. It's for those that are not mentally stable. That's the way we used, apologies. That, how will you get first class? How will you get 5 points? So, you know, that was what I was hearing among my friends. So my first semester result was nothing to write home about. So luckily for me, in my second semester, my hostel was changed. My room was changed. So I now lived with people that had first class. And during our conversations, they would tell me about stories. They would tell me stories about someone that graduated with 5 points. I'll say, where? Which department? It's not possible. You know, I'll be listening to them, but I'll just, it's not possible. How? Where? In this university? With all the lecturers that we have. I said, it's not possible. They highlighted and gave me so many instances. One of them was on 4.95. I said, And it was in his 400 level. I said, it's not, how are you doing it? How are you doing it? So I worked more with those people. I was hearing what they were saying. Guess what? My second semester, I had a 5 point. Be careful of what you hear and what you see. So I don't know if I can rightly say, maybe it was Pastor Folake that wrote Mark 5, the story of the woman with the issue of blood. So I would like to read that again, because, you know, she highlighted so many germane points from that story. And the first point is this: when she heard Mark 5:27, TPT, you can give me the Passion Translation. When she heard about Jesus' healing power. So the first thing was that she heard something. She heard. She pushed through the crowd and came up from behind him and touched his prayer shawl. She heard. So what are you hearing? What are you hearing? You need to be intentional about what you see and hear. And I wrote down here that you need to start your day with faith-growing, faith-boosting scriptures, faith-boosting words, faith-boosting or energy-giving scriptures. Start your day, every day of your life, reading the scriptures, hearing the scriptures, or listening to sermons that will boost your faith. You know, Minister Akin mentioned it that, you know, using the third law of motion, scientists, please Apologies if I didn't get it. So it says that for every action, there is a repelling reaction. There's a corresponding reaction. So if you are not boosting your faith, those winds that want to blow you during that day, they'll just be tossing you to and fro. And by that, you are not living the God kind of faith life. Hallelujah. The second nugget is this. Mark 11:23. It says, believe in your heart that you have received what you have asked for. But believes that those things he says. Don't be confused. It's not saying after hearing, no. It is not saying after hearing. It is believing. It is believing. After you've heard, after you've seen, then you believe. And this belief you are saying is not a mental assent. It's not, we are not saying that you should believe in your heart. There's a lot of people that say, oh, I believe in my heart, but truly, they don't believe. They don't believe. And it's not a wishful thinking. It is a full and total assurance. Full and total assurance. You know that if you sit on that chair, you will not fall down. That's the same thing we are saying. You know that if you stand on your two legs, you will not fall down. That's what we are saying. That you take everything, and please, anyway, I'll get there. What we are saying is that, remember I said, the God kind of faith life is a way of life. So everything you are doing, from sleeping, waking up, brushing your teeth, eating, you are living the God kind of faith life. There are some people that are assisted to eat, passing tubes through their mouth. So, if I say that you are living the God kind of faith life, you should understand that nobody is supporting you to eat. It's God helping you. So, believe, have that full and total assurance. Let's read Genesis 15:6, Amplified Classic. And he, Abraham, believed in, trusted in, relied on, remained steadfast to the Lord, and he counted it to him as what? Righteousness. I'm sure you got that. Abraham believed in, trusted in God totally, relied on, and remained steadfast to the Lord. So for you to enjoy the God kind of faith life, you need to have all this in you. You need to be resilient in your belief in God. You need to be steadfast in your trust in God. You need to trust Him in total abandonment. That if it is not God, then there is nothing. That it is God and God alone. It could be difficult when a proposal, you've presented a proposal and someone comes to meet you. Oh, if you don't rub my palm, I won't give you this job. And you know that if you just give him a token, you will get the job. It's always difficult for you to say, ah, if it is not God. But that is the point where God is trying to test us. That do you really trust me to do this for you? let me just give, although a lot of people did not agree with me. So there was this skit I saw. A lady comes, walks up to a man or anybody and says, if you slap me, I'll give you 500 naira. What the person did not know is that if you don't slap the person, there's a 5,000 naira in the pocket. So one guy slapped her and collected 500 naira. And the other guy said, no, I love you. How will I slap you? No, I won't slap. And the guy collected 5,000 naira. Now, why did I say this? Same thing with the illustration I gave. If you had given 500,000 naira and you got that job, there might be an 100 million naira job ahead that you have missed. So most times, you know, it's created a lot of arguments when I had this discussion with someone. They said, hey, but there was no, it was an agreement that if I slap you, you'll give me 500 naira. It's the same thing. If I give you 500,000 naira, you give me that job. But you don't know whether there is one 500 million naira or 1 billion naira job somewhere. So it's always good to believe. And the next thing is, say what you want to have. Say what you want to have. Say what you want to have. What you say is a reflection of what you carry inside of you. Your words mirrors the abundance of your heart. Your words, it mirrors. If they slap if something you try and say, Mugbe, like PG says. Then Mugbe is inside of you. The devil, our adversary, is always trying to fight against our inheritance. So you, at every point in time in life, you need to be speaking. You need to be saying something. You need to be saying something. Events, things, people, they daily speak to us. They daily speak to us. Pastor Falaka said this earlier. See, the fig tree did not do Jesus any evil. He was not talking to Jesus. But he was saying something to Jesus. He was saying unfruitfulness. It was speaking to Jesus. And Jesus spoke back to it. Living and non-living things speak so. Living and non-living things, they speak. Okay, so let me give this illustration. You know, God knew I was going to share God's words today. And this week, I wanted to go and collect my certificate in Unilag. And I got there around 1 o'clock, believing that within 30 minutes, I had already sent emissaries. They've done all my signing, everything, payments, they've done it. So by 1, I got there. Oh yeah, this is it. Go to cash office and stamp something. Just that stamp something. I spent 2 hours. 2 hours. I was going back and forth. Where is this thing? Until I remember that this thing is speaking to me. And I started speaking in tongues. That I get this thing done today. I'm not coming back to Unilag. I get this thing done today. I'm going to resolve this. A line that I've been calling for the past 1 hour. All of a sudden, as I was giving up. As I was walking away from the cash office. I just tried the number again. And someone picked. For 1 hour, I've been calling that number. And our customer, there's no customer's representative available. Someone picked. They sent what I needed. I went back. And let me tell you, at that 1 o'clock, I got there 1 o'clock. So by 2, they don't respond to people again. So as at that time, it was around past 3 when I got what I needed after speaking. I went back to the cash office. They stamped the stuff. And I started running. 2 o'clock, they had told me 2 o'clock, at the place where I would get my certificate, I won't get it again. But as I was going, I was speaking. I received favor. When this certificate, I'm not coming back. I will get this. As I got there, the security man said, quickly go inside. Because I had written my name. The woman was already, she had already packed her bag. She said, you, I will not answer you. It's already 4 o'clock. Her child was already crying. I said, I've spoken. You will answer me. I got my certificate that day. So what am I saying? I had another experience just this week. And when the thing was happening, I just started speaking. And all of a sudden, things turned around. Things are speaking to us. As you are inside the bus, that bus conductor is speaking to you. Just be speaking. Just be speaking. Ah, my car is already here. I have my car. But I just said that jokingly, but see, that boss might be giving you a problem. It's not for you to leave that place. It's for you to speak. You have what you see. Lord, this boss begins to favor me. Just begin to speak. Just change your frequency and speak. And speak, no matter the situation. Is it an health issue? And when I was preparing for this, you know, it says, until you speak, God will not move on your behalf. I also had this experience last year. You know, since 2020, towards the end of 2020, my children, you know, they just started. Before then, we never went to the hospital. We never visited, even for paracetamol, no. But from 2020 downwards, we just started almost every week. We visit the hospital almost every week. One slight thing, infection. One day I was already sleeping. And something just woke me up and said, Ayo, do you enjoy this life? You yourself, you don't go to the hospital. But, and I woke my wife up. Let's start speaking. We went around the rooms in our house that day and we started speaking healing, confessing. Do you know that since that day, we've not visited the hospital? We've not visited the hospital. You would have what you see. After speaking, you need to take action. You need to take conscious and bold steps in line with what you have believed and said. In Luke 5, verse 6, do you know that Jesus could have commanded those fishes to enter the boat easily? It's possible. Just say, oh yeah, fish, enter. He has the power now. But he needed a corresponding faith action from the fishermen, from Peter. And he said, launch into the deep. If they had not launched, they wouldn't have caught anything. You need to take conscious and bold steps. I'd like us to read this, Luke 5, 18 to 20, the Passion Translation. Talking about the man, the paraplegic man. Some men came to Jesus carrying a paraplegic man on a stretcher. They attempted to bring him in past the crowd to set him down in front of Jesus. But because there were so many people crowding the door, they had no way to bring him inside. So they crawled onto the roof, dug their way through the roof tiles, and lowered the man, stretcher and all, into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. Seeing the demonstration of their faith, Jesus said to the paraplegic man, my friend, your sins are forgiven. And he got his healing. So, today, I know there's someone here that has been struggling with one ailment. There's one sickness that has been recurring over and over again every year. You don't need to come out. I just want you to speak to that thing and do what you cannot do before.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,